so exciting at the moment. So as of Saturday, the actual kennels, because they are modular build, they were all delivered on Saturday and they started erecting them on Saturday. It's been a long time coming.
How many in all, how many new kennels are being created and sort of, you know, what's the rough sort of size of this building?
So we've got one long building which has 10 kennels with obviously sleeping quarters, and then there's a pathway down the back which is covered for staff access. And then the other side of the sleeping quarters for each dog, there is a covered outside kennel. So it's covered because obviously our location, we're very exposed. So we've made sure that it's covered. And then we've got two isolation kennels with its own sort of utility room. So both buildings have got their own utility and preparation rooms. And then we've also got on the back of the isolation kennels a very big storage area to collect donations and dog food and all those sorts of things. So that's kind of phase one. So and that's, I think, probably by the end of this coming weekend, maybe middle of next week, all those will be up. That doesn't mean they're usable quite, because obviously the builders have then got to go in and do second fix electrics and put all the heating in and things like that, but at least the buildings will be there. So yeah, very exciting.
And because I know at the moment you're essentially fostering in the community, but what sort of time scale you're hoping to bring dogs in and have that sort of, I think it's a hybrid model you're moving to, isn't it, where you do some fostering and then you have some dogs at the home, is that right?
Yeah, so the way that we're using the kennels is going to be for dogs that either we need to take in quickly where we haven't had chance to assess them. I mean, fortunately, we don't have too many left outside the gate, but it has happened. And then we can assess them. We can decide whether they're ready to go into foster homes. And if so, what is the most appropriate foster home? For instance, if they don't like children, if they can't live with other dogs, if they can't live with cats, obviously those things have to be taken into consideration. But if a dog can come into us and go straight into foster, that's by far better for them from a welfare point of view. But if we need to be doing rehabilitation with dog, if it's not house trained, if it's got too much reactivity, then it's probably better that it stays in the kennels, and then we can work with it and get it to a point where it can either go straight into a rehoming situation, or then it can transition into foster. The reason that we like the fostering is because we get to really know the dog through the fosterers, and then that gives us an idea of what really is probably the best placement for them. If you like, the dog has tick boxes and we can tick as many of those boxes, and that gives us more chance to get the dog the best forever home. And then there's also things like, you know, we're going to have to take dogs from the dog warden because there's so very few kennels in the Southwest now. So they'll obviously come in, wait their 7 days, and hopefully they'll be claimed. If not, then obviously we have to maybe take them on and then rehome them. So there's all sorts of reasons why the kennels are just going to be a godsend to us.
One of the things you do is you fundraise to keep the charity going, and you have a dog show this weekend. Tell us why you do these events and what people can expect.
Well, we do these events because obviously this is our only, these events and donations and things are our only form of income. We don't get any government grants whatsoever, although people do think that we do. There is no government funding at all. So these events, they're kind of multifaceted, really. A, they bring much needed funds in. They allow us to work within the community. So take the name of St. Francis and what we do. We can raise the profile of the dogs that we've currently got in for adoption. We've got a nice big board with all their posters on and all about them. We recruit fosterers from those events, as well as, you know, people putting money into our fundraising tins. So it's a really good multifaceted event for us, and we do them all the way, you know, all through Cornwall. We have a very good partnership for a year with Pets at Home, and we go and put our stand up in there. So we're out and about in the community, at least our community team is out and about in the community, raising our profile, talking to people, and generally getting the word out that St. Francis is hopefully doing good things.
Just run me through some of the categories that people can enter their dogs in.
Most handsome dog, prettiest bitch, dog most like owner, scruffiest dog, waggiest tail, best rescue dog, best child handler, best trick, best old timer over 9, cutest puppy, and then obviously the dog of the show.